Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Fairfax County School Board in Virginia voted 10 to 1, to have children be taught without their parents' permission that their biological sex is meaningless and that they can so-called transition to a different sex other than the one that they were, quote-unquote, assigned to at birth. That's right. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. And Holly Mead, the Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the Fairfax County School Board, Matt, in Northern Virginia, is at it again. This is a radical school board controlled by radical Democrats voting 10 to 1 that now will implement the so-called Family Life Education Program to become the most radical sex ed program in the country. And what the school will now teach their children is that sex is meaningless. It doesn't matter what you are, you can transition to anything you want to be. And they pretend that at birth, somebody randomly assigns you male or female. But you don't need to trust that because that's not who you are. You're not really male or female just because you have the biology and physiology of a male or female. You can become anything you want to be or a combination of none. Or, get this, you could be genderless, neither male nor female.
Yeah, this does violence to the minds of these children. It is a gross violation of parental rights. And here's what's amazing. They had an open commenting period. And according to a tally sheet that was published a couple days before the vote, the school board received 1,300 comments with 83% opposing this new curriculum and the removal of biological sex to be replaced with sex assigned at birth. Just a ridiculous fiction, a notion that is made up in the minds of no one but leftists. And so parents are understandably infuriated. But as we continue to see now with some of these school districts, they think they own your children. They think that they can indoctrinate your kids in violation of your values and your morals and, by the way, biological reality.
And Holly, just the fact that you have a 10-to-1 vote.
Right.
And 83% of the people that they represent in that community who took the time to respond said, do not remove biological sex and replace it with assigned at birth. Shows that this school could care less about the parents and the community that they're supposedly representing.
Well, let's back up a minute. Don't forget in 2015, the same school board also voted 10-to-1 to unlawfully go against Virginia law and add the terms sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression to their policy and student handbook.
Yeah, they have always been off the deep end, and they could care less about the law or obviously the parents that they represent. It seems as though that northern part of Virginia has just been populated by so many liberal Democrats, primarily because of the influence of Washington, D.C. And you see this on the electoral map. You see this when you look at the rest of Virginia voting one way and this northern ridge going completely the other way. And this is what happens when the radical democratic moralist individuals become in power. Not all Democrats, I'm saying, are like that. But I'm telling you, the ones here in this school board and in that community obviously continue to reelect the same people, even though the majority of the community there that responded are completely opposed.
Well, think about the confusion, say, when you're teaching history. Okay, Abraham Lincoln was our former president, right? He was a man, right? So how are you going to teach history when a man is obviously a man, but you're saying that a man may not really be a man, he might have been a woman?
Yeah, it's absolutely bizarre. The board also voted to instruct every high school student without their parents' permission about the daily homosexual pill, PrEP, P-R-E-P. Yeah, that's what they're going to teach you. You can have a daily homosexual pill recommended for the very high risk behavior of condomless sex with multiple partners of unknown HIV status. You heard that right. The school will teach every high school student about the daily consumption of the drug called PrEP that is used by same-sex, high-risk, multiple partners of unknown HIV status.
And it has a 10% failure rate, let's not forget. And so even AIDS Health Organization warned against using it as a crutch. That's like, imagine 100 people get on an airplane and they come over the intercom and say, well, some between now and when we land, 10 of you are going to die. So not 90% of you will make it to the destination, but 10 of you are going to die. And that's what this school district is effectively encouraging here, something with at least a 10% failure rate, encouraging kids to engage in high-risk sexual behavior and to rely on this disproven and actually this crutch to engage in that high-risk behavior.
And some of this will be taught in a general health curriculum called emotional and social health, which means that the lessons are mandatory and parents, regardless of what their say is, don't have an option whether these kids can opt out of it.
There's so much that's in our press release. We can't even cover all of this in the time that we have. I encourage you to go to lc.org under our press releases on the front page. You can go into the archives, look at Fairfax County, and you'll see what's happening. This is shocking, frankly. This curriculum also will include teaching and promotion of harmful practices of anal sex, discouraging abstinence by falsely claiming it is not 100% effective.
What planet
are they on?
How can it not be effective?
You're just like walking down the hallway and all of a sudden you can get pregnant?
It's absurd.
You can identify that way or something? I don't get it.
Yeah, and they're going to encourage sex before marriage, promoting promiscuity, that it's okay. They're going to loosen the dress code standards for students why are they going to loosen the dress code standards for students? Because they want to avoid what they call, quote, slut shaming. I guess.
So that means they wear less clothes or more?
I guess there are some people who may tease someone because of the way they're dressed provocatively. So rather than address that issue, they're going to let everyone dress like that so that no one can allegedly shame someone for dressing so provocatively.
Yeah, the term slut shaming is used by the left as a carte blanche, kind of a, basically, if you embrace any kind of biblical morality or traditional sexual morality, then you are guilty of slut shaming if you criticize promiscuity. And they're encouraging promiscuity.
In other words, they're going to encourage everyone, they're going to loosen the dress standards so everyone can dress provocatively, so that you won't have a handful of people dressing provocatively contrary to their previous standards. So if they had a previous standard and a few people dressed provocatively, then they would stand out. Now they're going to say, in order to protect them, we're going to let everybody's going to be able to dress provocatively.
You know,
this is a school. What are
they
doing?
They need to go back to school and take statistics, for example, and look at the statistics on this kind of outrageous thought pattern. It does not add up.
Where are there, and these, my friends, are supposedly the people who are in charge. They are in charge of the local education.
Oh,
yeah. And again, kids cannot opt out. Parents cannot opt out. So they are captive. They are being forcefully indoctrinated and brainwashed into all this gender fluidity and this LGBTQ, LMNOPRS, whatever, all this alphabet soup of nonsense. They are being forced into this indoctrination.
Wow. Keep these kids in prayer. You know, every parent ought to opt their children out and go into private or homeschool, but then they shouldn't be forced to pay taxes to support this trash.
Right.
That's all it is. It's trash. It's harmful. It's frankly evil. They ought to opt out, but they shouldn't have to support this kind of nonsense with their tax dollars. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. You can sign up for our email communication right there on the front page at lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family through litigation, education, and public policy. Go to our online store at lc.org, and remember to support Liberty Counsel financially. You can also do a regular monthly commitment to Liberty Counsel, pledge to support the ministry at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.